Today, the White House released scores of documents intending to show the administration did not approve or condone torture. The papers reflect the administration's internal discussions about interrogation methods for U.S.-held prisoners in Iraq, Afghanistan, and at Guantanamo. President Bush tried to drive the point home this afternoon.
I have never ordered torture. I will never order torture. The values of this country are such that torture is not a part of our soul and our being.
Joining us from the White House is NPR's Jackie Northam. And Jackie, first, tell us more about the documents. How many documents are there? Where do they come from?
Well, first, you've got to say here, Robert, is that this is a remarkable batch of documents because it really shows the thinking of the administration about some very sensitive issues. It's a huge pile of documents. It's about 2 inches thick. And as you mentioned, it talks about interrogation techniques for people that are being held in U.S.-run prisons in Afghanistan and Guantanamo. There are memos and letters and other documents between the highest levels of the White House, the Justice Department, and the Pentagon. Some of the documents discuss whether the Geneva Conventions can be applied to members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. It talks about prisoner of war status, very sensitive issues.
Is there actual discussion in these documents of what are and what are not acceptable techniques of interrogation?
Oh, there certainly are. There's a particularly interesting one that was written in December 2002, and it was from William Haynes, who's the top Pentagon lawyer to his boss, the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. And what it lays out is a list of interrogation techniques that can be used on prisoners at Guantanamo. It says, you know, it shows why they need to do this, and that is because despite their best efforts, detainees have just tenaciously resisted the standard interrogation methods, so they needed to come up with counter-resistant techniques. And there's three types, many in the first two categories of what we've heard of before, such as stress positions, like standing for long periods of time and long stretches of interrogation. But it's a third category that was very aggressive. It talks about a technique called waterboarding, and that involves strapping a prisoner down, putting him in water, and it makes him feel as though he's drowning. Now, you have to say here, Secretary Rumsfeld did not approve of that technique, and this is all in the documents, or a couple of others in the very aggressive third category. But the rest he did sign off on, and in fact, one of them, just below his signature, there's a note that says, and I'm paraphrasing here, he stands for 8 hours a day, so why does the time a detainee is forced to stand only limited to 4 hours? So,
you mean Rumsfeld is saying, I stand for 8 hours, as we're saying?
Why can't they? Yeah.
Now, does the White House say this is the absolute and complete record of the entire discussion of interrogation of terrorist suspects?
No, that does not come up at all. And in fact, you know, there are apparently other memos that are missing from this whole pile. And in particular, there's memos from the State Department and within the State Department, and those are focusing on the Geneva Conventions. There are apparently a couple of memos from Colin Powell and the Maine State Department lawyer that make it clear they are not happy with how the administration is interpreting the Geneva Conventions. These are not in the pile of documents that we received today.
To put this in some context here, and why today this big release of documents relating to interrogation techniques?
Well, these have been leaking out in the press now for quite a number of weeks, and I think what the government wanted to do was stem a lot of the bad publicity that they've got from that and show that this is a process. The other thing, though, at the press briefing, though, a Department of Defense spokesman said, this is going to hurt us because now our enemy knows what our limits are, but he said it was necessary because we needed to clear the air.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Jackie Northam at the White House.